Tracy, you know whose money are you stealing?
We ain't stealing that.
There could be a possible tie that the U.S. shares a connection with these violent groups. Mexican President Felipe Calderón declared war against drug cartels in 2007, where more than 35,000 deaths have occurred. Events revolving around Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, Treasury Bureau, also known as ATF, and Wachovia Bank, may have evidence to support this shocking possibility. Rita, a mother of four who lives in Button Willow, California, expressed her opinion about the U.S. involvement in the Mexican drug war.
It's my opinion that yes, because drugs are like a necklace that have been united for a long time, because it's what leaves money to Mexico, because it's a very poor country, and United States is going to say that this is the way they help them.
On December 14, 2010, 40-year-old Brian Terry, a specialized Border Patrol agent, was killed with a U.S. weapon. John Dodson speaks of Operation Fast and Furious and the death of Brian Terry.
And they said, did you hear about the Border Patrol agent? And I said, yeah. And I said, well, you know, it was one of Fast and Furious guns. And there's really not much you can say after that. I felt guilty. I mean, it's crushing.
Operation Fast and Furious started in the fall of 2009, deliberately allowing the entry of thousands of military-style guns into Mexico. Its purpose was to permit purchasers to complete the weapons transit to Mexico in order to build a bigger case against Mexican drug cartels. Operation Fast and Furious ended in late 2010, shortly after the death of Brian Terry. Since then, this has become a political controversy and a United States congressional investigation. Mexico was never informed about Operation Fast and Furious, and Obama denies ever knowing or approving of it.
Mrs. Maria Elena from Whittier, California, stated her opinion about the usage of firearms and Operation Fast and Furious.
No, they wouldn't have known because all the people that were dying were Mexican people. The reason that they took notice is because they killed this person from over here. That's why they began to investigate how the firearms got there, how they were allowed to cross the border, and all that stuff.
Do you believe that the U.S. should be able to run operations that break Mexican Constitution?
I say that it is not good that they do things without the knowledge of the other government, because supposedly they would have known of everything that was going on. With all these firearms, there wouldn't be so many deaths as they are occurring right now.
On April 3rd, 2011, it was revealed that Wachovia was involved in money laundering with Mexican drug cartels.
Wachovia, now a unit of Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo has admitted in court that Wachovia failed to report suspected money laundering by narcotics traffickers. That includes the cash used to buy four planes that shipped 22 tons of cocaine. Wachovia has admitted it didn't do enough to spot illicit funds while handling $378 billion from Mexican currency exchange firms over a three-year period.
Martin Woods, who served as a senior anti-money laundering officer at Wachovia, has this to say about the incident.
What happened at Wachovia was symptomatic of the failure of the entire regulatory system to apply the kind of proper governance and adequate risk management which would have prevented not just the laundering of blood money, but the global crisis.
KCSB reporter Gloria Sandoval asked Shailen Donna and Rebecca Saichow, UCSB undergraduates, what position they thought the U.S. government should take after billions of drug dollars were cleaned by U.S. banks.
Okay, they shouldn't have let the money come in the first place, but since it's already in, it should be repurposed to something positive, like drug prevention programs and things like that.
I feel like there's not really much the U.S. government can do, because I feel like they're sort of like taking part in it, and the government is corrupt as it is. So I think...
Which government?
The U.S. government.
It's corrupt as it is?
Yes, okay. The U.S. government is corrupt as it is.
With the rising total of deaths along the U.S.-Mexico border and intensifying military operations, it is clear that intelligence and financial institutions in the United States play a role, whether willingly or not, in the drug-related violence along the border. KCSB News, this is Julie Peña with Team Una Voz.